恩出于耶和华。
We're very glad to have Pastor Thomas bring a God's message with the title Salvation is of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. 当我今日行翻嚟教会嘅时候。
As I was walking to church this morning,
看见一成大地都雪都盖住
and I see the whole street was covered with snow.
好靓
It was so beautiful.
好似圣经讲我哋嘅罪比耶稣嘅血洗净
And just as the Bible tells us, our sin is cleaned.
正如呢个好似雪嘅咁样洁白
It cleansed as white as snow.
所以我哋今日就可以嚟到呢度去敬拜神。
So therefore we can come this morning to worship God.
让我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us start with a word of prayer.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, give you thanks.
在大雪中，我哋睇见你嘅荣美。
In the midst of the snow, we see your beauty.
在安定嘅时候，我哋睇到你嘅恩典。
In steadiness, we see your grace.
你叫我哋喺无论喺咩嘅时候，我哋都要凡事谢恩。
You tell us that no matter what circumstance, we ought to give thanks.
尤其当我哋系思想你嘅话语嘅时候。
Especially when we are contemplating on your word.
思想耶稣基督喺我哋身上嘅恩典嘅时候。
As we meditate upon the grace that is upon us by Jesus Christ.
我哋一同去感恩去敬拜。
We come together to give you glory and worship.
求主今日你嘅灵与我哋同在。
May your spirit would be with us this morning.
咁祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
圣诞节就嚟到嘅时候，好多人家嘅外面都挂满咗好靓嘅灯饰。
During Christmas time, many people will decorate their outside with lights.
我觉得哇，尤其夜妈妈就睇到五颜六色，好靓啊。
And you see at night it's so beautiful with so many different colors.
每当黑夜嚟临嘅时候
，and when the evening comes when it's dark,
睇唔见出路，好似无望无助嘅日子。看不见出路无望无帮助的日子
And you see that in a day that there is darkness, that there's no light,
好似无希望亦都无帮忙无帮助
When we think that there is no hope, it is no help.
这个光就好似代表着人在等候中的里面一个盼望
This light represents what we are waiting for, a sense of hope.
我们在这等候着
We are We are here waiting.
我哋等候緊拯救嘅日子來臨。
We are waiting for the day of salvation to come.
以賽亞書寫嘅時候，巴比倫就快要兵臨嘅城下。
When the book of Isaiah was written, the Babylon army was to come upon the Israelites.
當日佢哋將嚟。嗰時候百姓無可逃避嘅要面對一場毀滅性嘅災難。
During that time, they were hopelessly will engage in a battle they will lose.
但係以賽亞預言到將有一個大光會照耀佢哋。
But Elijah Isaiah will prophesize that there will be a light that will shine upon them.
喺以賽亞書第第九章佢讲话，佢将有一个婴孩为我哋而生。
In Isaiah chapter 9, they will tell us for a child is born.
他名称为奇妙，他是全能嘅神，永在嘅父，和平之君。
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
呢段经文亦都预言用嚟预言到耶稣基督嘅诞生。
And this passage also foretells of God of Christ coming.
耶稣基督会带嚟一个永恒嘅救赎。
And that Christ will bring forth an everlasting salvation.
头先嗰段经文对佢哋当时嘅人嚟讲，好似觉得好好听。
And this passage to those people at that time sounded very nice.
但是我们怎知道这一切是会真的会发生的呢
?But do they know that all these things will happen?
就在
And again in Isaiah 63, and in many of the prophetic books of the Old Testament, there it promised and revealed that many of these things will come to fruition. He would use an experience that they had experienced. That is why while the Israelites were still slaves in Egypt, how Jesus used his mighty hands to bring them out of Egypt, to cross the Red Sea and go back to their promised land. This became an example of for the Israelites in their time of slavery. During the time where they are to be coming to their own destruction, and think back to in the past how God was merciful to your people. This salvation of God will definitely come. This also allows us to see, especially when we read the Bible, so that we may know and understand this God who fulfills his covenants. So what is happening during that day? Last time I preached upon the time when God was to kill every firstborn of the Egyptians. The Israelites, because they believed in God, they would use the lamb, the blood of the lamb, to put it around the frame of their doors. And they would stay inside and eat the supper of the Passover. So that they can be preserved during the wrath of God that is taking place outside. So this happened within the 10th plague. Therefore, Pharaoh finally allowed the Israelites to leave Egypt. And the Bible tells us that not counting the children and the women, those the men who were able to walk with probably around 600,000 men.
In chapter 13, verse 17,
it tells us that the road that there was another road that may have been shorter to go back to the promised land. Even though it was shorter, but God did not lead them to take this road back to the land of Canaan. The Bible tells us that because God didn't want the people to be afraid when there was war, so that they may go back to Egypt. But God led them to a different route that led to the wilderness to the Red Sea. Now they come to a place that is blocked by the mountain and the ocean and the Red Sea. Like they have entered into a dead end. And the Pharaoh would think that, oh, the Israelites must have gotten lost.
You
don't know which road to which path to take, and now you're at a dead end. So therefore, Pharaoh thought, now the opportunity is here, then I can change my mind.
He changed
his mind because of his sinful nature. So Pharaoh thought he was king, he could do whatever he wants. No one can obstruct in what I want to do, even your God, the God of Israel. So therefore God hardened the hearts of Pharaoh. So therefore God allowed his hardened heart to go against God. So that therefore the desire of Pharaoh became reality. So the Pharaoh thought because of this he can overcome God. He says, God, who are you? And he thought again that he can take control of his slaves. And these slaves who work for free is so much benefit. And thirdly, he can be boast of his own glory. So therefore he brought his full army there to show his own glory. So there the man could be autonomous. So that he can become his own God. And dare to challenge the authority of God. And the whole power of the country. The authorities of most of nations that are strong, and down to those people who will control our own little country. And you see that he wants to challenge the power of God. He believes that the salvation comes from himself and not from God Almighty. So here we see when Pharaoh and his army have reached to the shores of the Red Sea. How do you think the Israelites reacted? He says, why do you have to see us off? You don't have to come. Obviously not. They know the reason why the Egyptians are pursuing them. Geographically, there's no path ahead, but the armies are in the back. In terms of strength or ability, they are people who are not trained militarily. And as they look and see this mighty army is approaching them, they are greatly fearful.
好似我以前讀哥林多後書第四章一樣,
and just as we have read 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
四面受敵,
the enemies are coming from all sides. There is no escape. And they will now come to being persecuted. It seems that they have been abandoned in the wilderness. Therefore, they cry out to God. You know that, as you know from what is taking place, and as you see how they complain to Moses,
there
you know that their plea is not from their faith. When a person within them, a body of clay, forget what is valuable, when we can only see what the circumstance in front of us, when we forget about the power of the God who created all things, when everything that we depend on has been destroyed, what's left in life is just fear. And just like in a song, what a friend we have in Jesus.
It's
that all these grief and sins is we bear and needlessly. We need to bring these burdens to the throne of God. Because the God we believe in is the creator of all things. He is greater than all things. We need to remember this endlessly. Therefore, the Israelites will now complain to Moses. Fear has covered their faith. Maybe during our lives, many things that we cannot attain. We come with our expressions of complaints and complaints. Why is this happening? If this wasn't because of you, I told you that. And the Israelites thought that they would die in the wilderness because the fear of death by man. So Satan will use his fear and enslaves them. When a person is fearful of a certain thing, it says, if we don't have these things, then there's no meaning in life. And these things become an idol for us. And to give meaning to our lives. To give us security in our lives. But we don't realize that these things become what will control us. So the Israelites here were fearful of losing their lives.
怕死亡,
they were fearful of death.
怕没尊严的横尸荒野,
that there is no, there's no dignity in dying in the wilderness.
我们虽然我们服侍埃及人是很没尊严,
So even though we don't have dignity when we serve the Egyptians, but even in Egypt, when we die, there would be a place to bury. They'd rather have that than to come out. And you listen, when you listen to this, it's very comical. But do you realize a lot of times our attitude towards sin is the same way? Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of the Passover, because he wanted to rescue us from our sins, he took the sin upon himself and nailed it with himself on the cross. His blood covers our sin, so that our sins will become as white as snow. So that we can avoid the wrath of God. Nothing is greater than the love of Christ. Nothing should be more fearful than the wrath of God. But the Israelites, they only see the army before their eyes. Their fear made them to not see.
To
not see the God who is really in control of life. God is the only person that we should worship. A person who fears God will not care about what takes place temporarily in front of them. Because these sufferings are very temporary and light. And since the beginning, from Adam and Eve, we have been deceived by Satan. Satan calls us that you believe in yourself and you will be saved. You can use your own methods to live. And everything comes from yourself. So we establish the standard for morality and goodness. God's existence is only to allow us to achieve what we desire. These lies is to allow us to have peace and comfort. God's existence is for me to be successful and be glorified. But when difficulty comes, when God does not give you what you desire, we don't give up what is the misconception that we have with God. What we give up is God Himself. The Israelites were like that. Thirdly, the Israelites did not only give up of their old lives, but just like many Christians, when their new lives meet difficulties, they will live as they had in the past, which they thought was good. It's like a person who was addicted.
佢雖然知道毒品嘅禍害。
He's addicted to drugs, but they don't know that the harm. They know that the addiction is harmful for them.
但佢為咗佢一時失敗。
But for the short moments of enjoyment,
佢再翻去以往嘅生活裡面。
They will go back to live as they had before.
呢啲都好似其他嘅上癮嘅事一樣。
These are similar to those of other things we are addicted to.
對色情 pornography 嘅上癮啦。
The addiction to pornography.
酒精啊，食煙啊。
Alcohol and smoking.
都係咁樣樣去控制住人。
All these things control the human being.
要翻翻去嗰度，去嗰度。
And times that they would like to return to where they were before.
有時甚至我哋嗰啲我哋斬唔甩嘅情緒。
And sometimes even sometimes through the emotions that we cannot get rid of.
憂慮、憤怒等等嘅情緒都係咁嘅樣。
Worry and anger and so on and so on.
人要翻去以往嘅最終之樂去逃避。
Men would like to return to their own sins to escape.
亦都唔願意去面對神嘅拯救。
They do not want to face the salvation of God.
佢哋話呢個代價太大啦。
Is saying that, oh, this price is too high.
但你記唔記得？
But do you remember,
神對罪嘅審判岂不是更加大嗎？
Don't you remember that the wrath of God is even greater than this?
因為保羅都好像有曾經的相似經歷。
And just like Paul, who has similar experience,
他都在同樣當中有這樣的掙扎。
He also had these experience.
他說我左願在羅馬書他第七章他說我所願意的善我反而不做。
Paul in Romans chapter 7 he says that there are things that are good I want to do.
我所不願意的惡我反而去做。
But I do the evil that I do not want to do.
他跟著他說感謝神靠我們主耶穌基督就能夠出來了。
But finally he tells us that thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
因為救恩是出於耶和華。
Because salvation comes from our Lord.
在我們開始行這條天路的時候，
When we start to take this road of pilgrimage,
神沒有任憑我們說用我們自己想的辦法去戰勝我們的罪。
God doesn't tell us that use your own method to overcome sin.
是不是有種辦法戰勝那個殘餘在我們裡面那個罪惡的罪。
The God says, don't you deal with your own remnant sin.
在我們這個成聖的過程裡面，
In our life of sanctification,
即是說我們一直成長更加像耶穌基督這個過程裡面，
That is why we are trying to be like Christ in this process.
真正沒有離開過我們。
God has never abandoned us.
耶穌聖靈的同在，
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit with us,
不單止是讓我們有得救的確據，
not only gives us the assurance of salvation,
更加聖靈的同在是讓我們有力量的去戰勝我們的罪惡，
but it gives us, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to overcome sin.
在埃及的時候，
as we look back to see as they are going out of Egypt,
在十三章他講到出的時候，他說一有雲柱。
In chapter 13, it tells us that there are, at night there is a pillar of fire.
夜間又有火柱。
At night there's a pillar of fire, in the morning there is a pillar of clouds.
這雲柱、火柱總是不離開的百姓在帶著他們行。
So this pillar of clouds and fire has never left the people as it led them.
這個就代表著神那個的同在。
This represents that God is with them.
代表著神那個帶領和他的爭戰。
That God is there to lead them and fighting for them.
即是神一路的是這樣帶領著他們。
That is to say God is always leading them.
在第十四章開始是神曉喻，即是告訴摩西要行這條路去 咁樣行。
In verse 23, God tells Moses, "This is the path that you need to go."
啊，係要去到海邊，睇嚟好似一個死胡同嘅裏面。
You need to go to the edge of the sea to what seemed to be a dead end.
係神去使到法老個心去硬。
It is God who hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
啊，要反悔去。
To be rebellious and to pursue the Israelites.
是神这样去安排，使到以色列人面对这样困难的环境。
It is God who ordains these things to happen so that the Israelites will understand fear.
我们问，这样神是不是真的很残忍呢？
And you will think that, isn't God being cruel?
啊、你说神的同在，但你不是使到我们能够有平安快乐的吗？
You said God is with us, don't you supposed to bring us security and happiness?
啊，为什么我们会真的会遇到这样的困难呢？
Why would we face these difficult things?
神对我是不是真的很残忍呢？
Is God being cruel to me?
啊，圣经说不是。
The Bible tells us no.
神要以色列呢度佢讲就系神要咁样做，就系要以色列人嘅好严肃嘅去面对佢哋个问题。
God tells the Bible tells us that God wants the Israelites to He did this because He wants the Israelites to come face to face with their problems.
喺呢个经过嗰个困难嘅里面
，during their difficulties，
佢显示到人心里头。
It reveals to themselves what idols are in their hearts. In difficulties, it reveals what we love in our hearts. So that we can beat up these
stubborn 嘅 old self.
To beat up this stubborn old self.
啊，你睇到我哋喺以后嘅好多嘅埃及人啊，睇到以后以色列人好多嘅怨言嘅里面。
And we see that there were many complaints of the Israelites.
啊，都话以后嘅好多怨言都关乎话点样关翻去。
They're coming, they always complain why they cannot go back to the way they were. It shows out how they love the life that they had in Egypt. But the land of Egypt does not give them salvation.
What is it?我哋真系咗爱慕嘅系边个咧
？What is it that we mankind really love？
我哋唔应该单单净系口讲话我哋信神。
We should not just simply say with our mouth that we love God。
而神就去让我哋去喺经过水深火热嘅试炼。
God will bring us through the death and fire to test us。
第一，好烧毁我哋里面长久嘅骄傲。
To burn away the guilt that is within us.
The pride.
The pride.
Yeah. 第二，好清除我哋嗰个好顽固嘅我哋嘅自我爱慕。
To take away the stubborn selfishness.
啊，第三，好去斩断啊喺我哋嗰个罪恶嘅根。
So thirdly, to break the root that binds us in our sin.
啊，就系要喺咁无可夸口嘅时候。
And during this time where we cannot boast.
啊，我哋。先知道耶稣基督先系我哋真正去要去倚靠嘅。
It is only then that you can realize that Jesus is the only one you can depend on。
先你知道耶稣基督先系真正可以倚靠嘅。
You can come to realization only Christ can do that。
我哋要真正将我哋降服一生喺佢嘅面前，俾我哋主耶稣基督。
And we need to come and bow before Jesus Christ。
在经过个困难的里面
，during our process of difficulties，
好坚固我哋嘅信心。
We need to establish our faith。
啊，要知道救恩系出于耶和华。
To know that salvation comes from the Lord。
有多时我哋仍然都系好似以色列人咁顽固。
But we like or just like the Israelites, just as stubborn。
所以成圣都是我们基督徒一生一生的功课。
So therefore, to be sanctified, to be like Christ, is a lifelong journey.
第二个以色列人带以色列人来到这个过红海这个地方的原因。
Secondly, when the reasons why the Israelites came to the Red Sea.
第十七章第十八节。
In verse 17 and 18, it tells us,
神要在伯鲁同埋佢个车辆马兵上去得荣耀嘅时候
，and so this is that God, I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts, his chariots and his horsemen.
喺嗰个时候，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。
That moment, the Egyptians will know that I am God.
因为法老佢曾经佢夸口咁样话
，Because Pharaoh himself boasted，
啊边个系耶和华
？Who is this Jehovah？
啊我先至系王嘛
？I am the king。
啊我喺太阳神话嗰个再生 incarnate。
I am the God of the sun and moon reincarnated。
啊我有最强劲嘅军队。
I have the strongest army。
啊冇人比我更加大。
No one is greater than me。You are the slave, you are the God of my slaves? Who are you?
但是神以他那个大能的手,
but God through his powerful hands,
还有他伸出来的膀臂,
and his powerful arms,
不单止的分裂咗呢个红海
，Not only separated the Red Sea，
啊，击败咗嗰个代表混乱同埋死亡嘅海
，It represents the chaotic and death sea，
啊，佢拯救以色列人佢嘅子民，佢拯救以色列佢嘅子民
，He rescued the people of Israel。
更加見到當海水回流嘅時候
，And then as we see when the sea came back to cover
淹沒了埃及法老的全部的軍隊
it covered all of the armies of Pharaoh
他們28節說連一個都沒有剩下
in verse 28 it tells us that no one was left alive
埃及他全部他誇口的那些軍隊一個都沒有剩下
all those soldiers who were boastful not one of them was left At that moment, you will know who is the greatest. And you would know that I am God. Because of this event, Egypt became the country came to an incline.
誰是王誰最強大
Who is the king and who is the greatest?
誰是最可靠
Who is the most dependable?
對你來說誰是耶和華
And to you, who is Jehovah?
救恩是出於耶和華
Salvation is from the Lord.
耶和華是天地萬物的創造主
God is the creator of all things.
在全地之上
And above all,
他掌管一切,
He is in control of all things,
包括个海同太阳,
including the sea and the sun,
包括个风啊浪啊等等,
including the wind and so on.
所以耶和华是要配得他最大的那个荣耀。
So therefore, God is worthy of all glory.
神要但要定义要经过红海这个神迹第三个原因是
The thirdly why God chose the Red Sea is
就是要建立摩西
He is to establish Moses
而摩西作为以色列人的领袖实在是不容易
And Moses being a leader of Israelites was not an easy task
做领袖的也都是人
A leader is also a human being
有人的限制和软弱
He has the limitations of man
会灰心和疲倦
He may regret and may grow tired
一有什么事就会成为会众的出气袋
And anything that happens he becomes a punching bag for the people
会众一有什么事的时候会找牧师的我来去 幫忙。
And anytime there's difficulties, they would find the pastor or myself to help them.
啊、但係當牧師灰心嘅時候，佢可以揾邊個去傾訴咧
？But when the pastor is regretful, who is he to ask for help？
但係喺摩西佢承受咁多嘅波餅之餘
，And during all the rebellion that Moses has experienced.
在以色列人这么苛刻的埋怨的时候
And where all the Israelites are complaining endlessly to him.
你看到吗？摩西仍然去凭着信心的去鼓励他的会众。
And you see how Moses, by his faith, continues to encourage his people.
要他们用信心，去用信心的眼去看到神的大能
to use their eyes of faith to see the wonderful power of God.
要他们用信心的眼去看到神那个的带领
to use their eyes of their faith to see the leadership of God.
我们读一下第十三，我们看第十三和十四节。
Let's look at verse 13 and 14.
摩西对百姓说，他说，不要惧怕，只管站住，你看耶和华，今日要向你所行的救恩。因为你们今天所看见那些埃及人必永远不再看见了。
And Moses said to the people, Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you will never see again.
第十四节说，耶和华必为你们争战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
Then verse 14, he tells us, the Lord will fight for you. You have only to be silent. And you see that all the hundreds of thousands of people who are complaining. Moses tells them, the only thing that you need to do in God, just be quiet and watch.
但是我们怎知道摩西所讲的事会发生呢
？And how do we know that whatever Moses say will take place？
所以再睇住摩西，神就跟住吩咐摩西第十六节。
And therefore you see that God will instruct Moses in verse 16.
他说你举手向海伸掌，就把水分开。
He said, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand.
以色列人就要下海中去走干地。
The Israelites will have to go through the sea on dry land.
跟着天亮的时候，神又叫摩西再伸掌。
And then later we see that again God calls Moses to stretch out his arm.
咁啲水回流，跟住淹没大埃及人。
And the water returned and covered the army of Pharaoh.
那摩西佢凭信佢听神嘅说话。
Moses by faith he heard and listened to the word of God.
但请注意。
But pay attention.
呢个神迹唔系。因为摩西的祈祷有几恳切
，this miracle did not happen because how fervent Moses was praying。
这个神迹不是因为摩西的信心有几大
，this miracle did not take place because of how great Moses' faith in God was。
亦都甚至唔系因为摩西嗰个杖有几大，有几多个法力。
It doesn't matter. It's not dependent on the power of his staff。
而是神在这个过红海这个不可能的神迹去发生了。
It is that God did a miracle, something that was impossible.
神用这个神迹去印证了摩西他本人的信心。
Here God validated the faith of Moses.
第三节说，因此以色列人不单止敬畏和信服耶和华。
And we read in verse 31 that
不单止他的敬畏和 believe 就信服耶和华
Not only did they believe in God
他亦都信服了摩西
They also believe in the servant Moses
没错救恩是出于耶和华
Yes, salvation comes from the Lord
这件好像妇人去生产一样
It's just like a pregnant woman who was about to give birth
以色列人离开了这个孕育婴儿的埃及地。
Here is the Egyptians have left the land of Egypt.
去冲过这个红海。
then he would let them through the Red Sea.
新的国家以色列就出世了。
A new country of Israel has now been born.
就经过这个红海出世了。
They have been born through the Red Sea.
就好像以色列人他被称为耶和华的长子骨干。
So the Israelites are considered to be the firstborn of God.
耶和华是他们的王。
God is their king.
摩西是神曾经重用的先知和仆人。
Moses was a person who is a prophet and a servant of God.
他的事迹记载在圣经里面。
His work has been recorded in the Bible.
他向后人见证神的大能和信实。
And he testified to those who come after him of his faith in God.
但是我们看人类的心和人类的历史。
And we can see into the hearts of man and into history.
没有一个完全的拯救者。
There is no one perfect savior.
他们永远都不能够将人从罪里面拯救出来。
They could never separate us from our sins.
要直到预言的耶稣弥赛亚来到的时候。
Only when it comes to the prophesied Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into this world to become He became king and allow us to have a new life. Because of his obedience to his Father, Jesus was nailed on the cross.
3天之后他复活去胜过这个死亡。
And on the third day, he resurrected and overcome death.
好去印证巴力地。
This validates that his work of salvation has been completed.
第二个复活就好像我们过红海一样，这个新的群体教会产生了。
This resurrection is just like being crossing into the Red Sea. It's a new beginning.
是天父的儿女，而耶稣是教会的头。
So therefore, he is also the head. Of the church and of his people.
当他更加被升为至高之后，成为万主之主、万王之王。
When he is raised as the most high and the King of kings and Lord of lords.
当我们看挂满圣诞树的时候，我们会话好靓好光。
And when we see the Christmas trees and lights, we see it so bright and beautiful.
但我们每一个基督徒，我们每一个教会。
But every Christian and every church.
都是被呼召去做光明的儿女。
Is to be called to be children of light.
向我们周围垂死的世界发出这个基督的光。
To be a light in this world of death.
耶稣就是我们生命的主。
Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
是我们在职场里面的工作是属于主的。
All the works belong to Christ.
我们的婚姻，我们的家庭就为了主。Our
marriages and our family belongs to Christ.
在这个我们周围充满破碎家庭的社会里面。
In a world that is filled with broken families.
见证耶稣基督的福音带来的盼望。
This witness to those around us brings them hope.
我们的工作的态度也是一个见证。Our
attitude of how we share the gospel is also a testimony.
我们不去讲闲话，不去埋怨。
We do not gossip and we do not complain.
我们做好我们每一样工作的时候。
When we do all the works that we should be doing.
因为为了这个宇宙的王去做。
It is because of this king of the world.
当耶稣基督再回来那一天。
So on the day when Jesus comes back.
因为更新这个世界不会再有黑暗。
That this world will no longer be in darkness.
因为救恩是出于主耶稣基督。This
salvation comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jesus is worthy of all praise and honor.
正如启示录第五章十三节。
Just like it tells us in Revelation chapter 5.
他从圣徒的一同去唱，但愿众赞荣尊贵荣耀全地。
That the believers will sit on that to him who sits on the throne. And the Lamb be blessing and honor. We give glory to him who sits on the throne and bring glory, honor, and glory and might forever and ever. Let us bow for word of prayer.
天父，当我们仰望到你将再来嗰一日嘅时候，
and Lord, as we come to look forward as your second coming,
仰望我们可以从众信徒或者从天上敬拜你嘅时候，
as we look forward to be able to worship with all those who are in heaven,
我们今日活着是为了你，
but we live today only for you.
你是我们所心最爱慕，
you are the only love in our hearts.
最爱最爱的神，
we are the all God that we love.
好，求主你挪开我哋心里头嘅个偶像。
Lord, take away all those idols in our hearts.
好叫我哋能够专心去爱你。
So that we can only focus on loving you.
我哋咁样祈祷，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，一同起立，我哋唱呢个诗歌。
Let us all rise now as we sing our last hymn.
以马内利。
O come, O come.